Boundaries. The manager of a queer NFP wants to take me to a leather daddy bar. He uses the word community the same way people talk about community during bushfires. I hope it's not too much for your little bisexual brain, he tells me, as if on the scale of queer I'm only technicolor, not rainbow. Still, some fragmented part of me wishes this was all done in secret. Still, I have to admit I don't know what to make of men hitting on me in public. The only people I know who say pride mean the Pacific solution, mean there are hard borders around everything. Even in community, I understand my sexuality is a stock exchange, a prison that opens to a prison. How heavy have my pockets become with keys? Why does this door only open slightly? Whose eyes are looking in? Is perceived violence as real violence? Only a few years ago, Queensland scrapped the gay panic defence. For years, my father had said a real man should be able to defend himself. How many invisible borders have I built around my body? If they want to stop the boats, they should use the word penetrate. When the fires came through my town, we knew what was expected of us. We were men versus men up against. Little did they know how long we had spent versus ourselves. At a bar, a man in leather holds his throbbing cock on a television screen. I make myself stare at this as if proving to everyone. I want to look away, but what does that say about me? A field of vision is a border itself. In some places, a judgment is a death sentence. I know this manager has had to compartmentalize his politics in order to achieve what he calls change. This year, his org will receive funding from the four big banks, from an oil company. I forgive him for this, like I forgive myself, because we cannot live apolitically. All bodies are up for debate. Sometimes the boundaries become blurry. Sometimes those who set the boundaries think they live beyond them. I wonder if he has ever seen a fire race across a tree line. We need a new word for violence enacted by nature in response to violence. I feel hemmed in by language. My father would say that's just natural, the animal kingdom. He called children overboard a bunch of rotten dogs. Sometimes the boundaries only shift slightly. For years he has bred Frenchies. The only time I see him cry is when they die in his hands. The boundaries are precarious. One time I pointed at a man and told my mother I kissed him, as if the limit of my body was whatever way I pointed it. My mother's mouth fell open. She asked, "Are you a gay boy?" I wanted to hold her hand and tell her I am whatever it is to not be loved enough. I wanted to ask her if confused is an answer or a direction. Can you define its limits? I wanted to say you did your best. We are always finding boundaries to our existence. My father says we should let them drown. But when I tell him I want to get my dog an abortion, he screams at me, tells me life is precious. 3 billion dead animals, he says, after the bushfires, as if he has felt each heartbeat against his chest, as if each love is different from the last, as if hate has dimensions. If only he knew what the queers are investing in. In 2013, my brother went to Afghanistan. He was in the commandos, a brigade he swears now he saw nothing. The same year the federal government launched sovereign borders. I've never heard him speak about Assange. I do not ask him. There are boundaries, limits to our language. When the fires surrounded our house, he told my father, "I didn't fight in the Middle East to die for your house." I have often wondered what then he was fighting for. Whose imagined boundaries was he protecting? Or was he just fighting like I suspect? because the conditions of his life told him he was worthless. The boundaries so confined, sometimes it seems fighting is enough. When the manager kisses me, I feel his tongue swish around in my mouth, the same tongue he uses to call us friends. I push him away, like I have pushed away so many things. I can tell he is searching for love in people incapable of giving it. What are the boundaries of his powers? Do those borders even exist? I want to tell him what I think, but our bodies have become checkpoints. His mouth is soft and mine is vicious. If only, I want to say, there was a new word for violence enacted by nature in response to violence.